Too bad. We're going to play some classic Van Halen whilst we are waiting.
Hello?
Ian Wadley.
Yes, sir.
Playing a little Running with the Devil for you.
Oh, good. You scared me with that Van Hagar fucking message.
Well, it's just because I didn't get to some... You would wonder why their top five on Spotify doesn't have any Van Hagar. So I wonder what's up with that. Fucking pushing the wrong buttons over here. What's been going on, man?
Not much, man. How you doing? Are we on the air now? We are talking?
Live and on the air.
Oh, shit. I better watch my mouth.
No, you can say what... You know it's the internet. You have a radio show yourself.
Oh, okay. Ralph's mom's a whore.
Well, speaking of Ralph, what was up with that Facebook video he posted yesterday that has now scarred me for life?
I don't know what happened. I didn't see it. What happened?
You didn't see? You haven't heard the infamous blowjob video he posted yesterday?
Oh, I saw there was something that... he got in trouble for posting on her page. I saw that this morning.
Yeah, it was it was very disturbing to come across as I was watching TV last night, scrolling through my feed.
He gave a guy a blowjob? Oh, man.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar. It was crazy.
Oh, no. I know he's got better taste than that.
Well, he definitely tasted something. I don't know.
Oh. That's my partner.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a partner like that. And so you guys have thrown together, 20 or so episodes since your hiatus. So I guess you can now come back to the Rock and Pod Expo, because there for a minute you guys were coming back, but you had put out one episode in a year, and I don't think that classified as a full-time podcast, man.
No, it wasn't that bad, dude. We took about a 3.5 month sabbatical. That was it. But yeah, we've been cranking them out now. And yeah, plus you need us. Who else is going to pay for this shit? You know,
your fans are still the most insane fan. I was actually talking about this with a friend of the show, Chris Aiken, the other day. I was talking about your rabid fan base and how you guys can just say, hey, throw some money at this. And all of a sudden just your fans' wallets fly open.
Yes.
Like I can say, I can give away a free T-shirt or anything I want on my show, and it's crickets. So I don't know what you guys do, but I love it.
Well, for one, we have a good show. That helps. That helps. You know, practice. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall.
Ouch.
No, I mean, we're very lucky. You know, and you know, considering most of our listeners don't have jobs, I don't know how they come up with the money. It's not my place to question. I'm just glad they do, and it's helping out a great cause, helping out the Rock and Pod Expo Trace. Very proud of our listeners, and glad we can help make this the great event it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I've enjoyed every year, you know, getting to hang out with you and back a few Pabst Blue Ribbons or whatever we decide to drink that day. And so this year, you know, Vinnie Vincent's going to be down the hall. And you can go over in your dress and your Vinnie Vincent makeup, and you guys can trade makeup tips, because I'm sure he knows how to put on some makeup.
Believe it or not, I'm not wearing the dress this year, but maybe he can show me how to walk in heels, because I can't get that shit down. But, you know, and Chris Sinzak, the great Chris Sinzak from Decibel Geek, is going to kill me for saying this, because we're not supposed to officially announce it. But not only, you know, Vinnie Vincent's going to be in the vicinity, I have it on good authority that Ace Frehley is going to be there, but he's going to be wearing Tommy Thayer's makeup.
Nice.
You know, so you might not recognize him, but supposedly that is Ace Frehley. You know,
I saw a great I saw a great meme today. It was a post of Tommy Thayer. He had posted on Twitter that he was in a certain town, and he got to play weatherman on the local news, and someone replied, he's like, and you get to play Ace tonight. So you get to play weatherman during the day, and you get to play Ace at night. So there you go, Tommy.
Exactly. Yet nobody dresses up like CeCe DeVille. Why? You know? I don't know.
Well, I have a crazy aunt that dresses like her, like him often. Give her a couple of, fruity drinks at the bar, and the next thing you know, the hair is teased, and she'll bust out some nothing but a good time.
Hey, give me a couple Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'll show your aunt a good time.
Depends on which one it is, but yeah. Well, that is good, man. I'm so glad you're back. I know you took a little sabbatical to deal with some stuff, and it's good to have you back on the airwaves, on the pod waves, and you know your presence back in the world, the kings of podcasting, as you guys took down everyone in the Podcast Kings tournament. So it's glad to have you back, man.
That's right. You know, everybody went down to us, you know, on us, I should say. No, man, it's awesome and great that the listeners stuck around and came right back, you know, and stuck by us through, you know, my mental breakdown. But what are you going to do? You know, hey. Shit happens. Life happens. We're back. We're putting out episodes like crazy. And, man, the Rockin' Pod Expo 3, it's going to be amazing. Get to see you again, you know. Puke in the front row, bonded by booze. You know, you and me got drunk, you know, at the first one together, and we're going to do it again this year.
Yeah, definitely had to hold back last year, because the first year, as my interviews went on, I just became a slurry mess. So there were a few that didn't make it to air. Because I would listen to some of them were bad that made it, and then there were worse ones that have never seen the light of day. I don't even know if I saved that audio because they were so bad.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you need to get in training, you know, start training your liver, because I'm going to get you even drunker this year.
Are you going to try to take advantage of me, Ian?
Yes. I'm going to take advantage of your listeners.
Yeah, and, there and you go.
I'm going to steal all your connections so, you know, I can have rock stars on my show, you know, because my show's like yours. You know, only my show's not good. No. We don't have famous people on the show. And, you know, but other than that, there's a lot of similarities. I need your Rolodex. But you're doing very well, man. Very well. I'm so happy for your success, for the success of Talk To Me. Man, seeing you guys on seeing your show on Blabbermouth, you know, all the time. It's incredible, dude. Very happy for you, man.
I just looked. The episode I put out today made Yahoo News. So how cool is that?
Wow, that's awesome, man. I just listened to your show the other day, your interview with Bobby Gustafson.
Oh, yeah.
And loved it.
Yeah, he was fun, man. He definitely didn't hold back. And he was one of those dudes, the more I looked into his career, the more I was like, wow, he played for the Cycle Sluts from Hell. I mean, how crazy is that? Yeah. You know, me being a 12, 13, 14-year-old watching I Wish You Were a Beer on Headbangers Ball, and, you know, I almost talked more about stupid stuff like that than I did his time in Overkill.
Yeah, and Ralph sees this guy all the time, has his phone number, and I'm like, get him on the fucking show, you know, but he's on Talk To Me. So apparently he has standards, you know. Well, son of a bitch.
Well, apparently he has a publicist that just reached out and said, would you like to have Bobby, you know, Gustafson from Satan's Taint? And I was like, yes, I will have anyone from a band called Satan's Taint on the show.
Right. And what a name. I love that. Satan's Taint. I had a band called Jesus' Hemorrhoid, but it didn't take off. You know, the covers got banned.
Well,
couldn't sell that shit in Walmart.
Well, that's the thing with that band name. And I even told him on the episode, it's like, as soon as they said, do you want to interview the guy from Satan's Taint? It's like, as ridiculous as a band name that is, I knew exactly who it was. I knew exactly the band. You know, there's no mistaking that one. You know, there's trying to come up with a band name these days is probably the most difficult thing on the planet. So to come out with a band name that's not only a little bit ridiculous but very memorable is hard to do.
Yeah. I tried to start a band and come up with a name, but, you know, a horrible musician and a horrible name was already taken. It was called Creed. And I was like, fuck, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Well, those Creed guys are down there by Ralph, too. They could, you know, jump on a little, jump in a car and drive down to Ralph. So there you go.
Oh God. Yeah, I hope he wouldn't answer the door for that shit. Unless they're going to be at Rockin' Pod 3, then I love those guys.
Oh, well, actually, they just announced that Creed Reunion Rockin' Pod.
Unfortunately, we're already booked during that interview. No time.
You didn't put your name on the spreadsheet for Creed?
No arms wide open for that shit. No, sorry.
You could just be molded like human clay.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. The the cool thing, man, is Dave Ellison, you know, was there, then he canceled, but you know, through circumstances beyond our control, he is now back on the bill, and it's going to be cool to be able to see Dave Ellison in person, up close, and hopefully get a chance to talk to him live and in person.
Oh, yeah, I was so excited, you know, because those of us, you know, involved, we knew that early on he was supposed to be part of it, and then he wasn't, and I got worried and went and bought a voodoo doll, and, you know, I didn't want to go the cancer route, but, you know, times are tough, and I did what I had to do, and now Dave's coming, so... you know, I'll pull the pin out. Mustaine will be fine. Don't worry about it, kids.
Well, see, nothing's what gonna you were trying to just give him like a sore throat.
Yeah.
But you messed up the spell. You put in the pin in the wrong way. Now he's got throat cancer. Thanks, Ian. Thanks.
Yeah. You think my podcasting sucks? You ought to see my voodoo. Horrible.
Well, you're down there in the voodoo area, so.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm in the heart of it. But yeah, Dave Ellison's going to be there. So amazing. And also, I just got word from the great Chris Sinzak today that there's going to be a Dave Ellison model base signed by Dave that's going to be auctioned off at the Rockin' Pod Expo, which is amazing. There's going to be an Epiphone guitar raffle for that. I think we're going to raffle off Ralph's mom. And there's also going to be a raffle for penicillin, too. So, you know, hopefully the same person wins both of those.
Yeah, you got to win the last two. You should almost put that on the same raffle.
Yeah. But no, we're going after money here. You know, we're going to double down. But it's going to be amazing. Like every year, only taking up a notch. So, man, I encourage everybody. And one thing I want to say, I am going to be doing, as you know, I do have a radio show as well. I hope I can say this here on craniumradio.com, and Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central to 3 p.m. Central. You know, if you don't live in Central time, do the fucking math, figure that shit out. But I'm going to be doing a fundraiser where you listen to the radio show, $5. You can hear any song you want. Doesn't matter what genre, whatever, man. You want to hear the fucking Macarena, you pay for the motherfucker, you're going to get it. Hopefully you request Slayer, but, you know, And just a way to help raise money for the expo and help make this, you know, an even bigger success, because there's so much shit that goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, Chris Sinzak does this pretty much by himself. This is a grassroots kind of thing, and we want to give people the best show we can, and shit like this helps. So this is a way you can donate, whether you're coming to the expo or you're not. You can help ensure that there is a Rockin' Pod 4, you know, because we want this to keep – it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. And we want to keep it that way. So if you can, tune into Wadzilla World on Cranium Radio Saturday, 10 a.m. Central to 3 p.m. Central.
Yeah, definitely check out his radio show. I do often. I work on Saturday mornings, and my service is terrible. But when I get in good service, I do check out some Wadzilla on Cranium Radio on Saturday mornings. It's always fun.
It's not your service. The show just sounds like shit.
No, it's definitely where I work. Don't get me wrong, man.
Okay. A flattery will get you everywhere.
Right. Hopefully I'll get that penicillin so it'll take care of whatever you give me.
Yeah, you're going to need it. You're going to need it.
But the one great thing about the Rockin' Pod is every year it has gotten bigger. I loved the first year, the dirt mall aspect of it.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was like a VFW. I loved it, though. It was awesome.
And, you know, the ceilings were low, and you know, there was probably some sort of black mold in that place. You know, last year was awesome. You know, it had the booths and the, you know, the whole Wild Horse Saloon type feel to it.
Yeah.
And this year we're actually in the Marriott Hotel by the airport, actual conference rooms, like where actual expos are taking place. So Chris has definitely outdone himself. So if you guys aren't, coming out, you can always donate to the Rockin' Pod Expo just by going to, rockinpodexpo.com. And checking out the links there for the donate page, or you can just go to, like everyone else, just go listen to Rock and Metal Combat, do exactly what they say, donate $60. Yes. Bucks. I don't know how people afford $60, but they always do. And you guys,
we have different levels for everybody. You know, we do 40, 60, you know, $100. We got different packages for everybody. You know, even though I tell my old lady there's only one size package. I tell everybody else, yeah, there's different ones, you know.
Yeah, there's different, lots of different packages when it comes to Ian Wadley and and Ralph over there at the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. Always a fun listen. What's some of the albums you guys have been listening to lately on the show?
Oh, God. Well, right now, we're still doing fucking fan episodes from last year's. We sold so many.
Just rub it in.
We've just done, run the gamut of fan-picked episodes. We've done the Stooges. We've done this German band Angel Dust. We've done Body Count. We've got an Angel Witch. Angel Witch episode coming up. We got a Dio episode coming up. We've been doing all kinds of shit picked by the fans. And by the amount of episodes we've sold for this year's fundraiser, yeah, for the next year, we're doing fucking fan episodes. But we're more than happy to do it. It all goes to a great cause, to help the Rock and Pod Expo and Chris Enzak make this shit a success. So we're more than happy to do our share to help out because, you know, none of the other podcasts are doing it.
I wish I had the formula, man. I really do.
Yeah, it's simple. You offer something and then you ask. And I want to see some Talk To Me listeners donate. Are you offering anything like your listeners a chance to be on Talk To Me? I mean, this huge podcast, it's very popular.
Only if the listeners are in a band that have something to promote, that have a name, then yes, they're more than welcome to come on the show for a nominal fee.
Okay, now I see why you raised so much money.
Exactly. I'm trying to get, the Phil Anselmos of the world to donate, but they won't do it.
Yeah, good luck there.
Well, I'll have them on the live show. That's where I send all the derelicts to the live show. Hey, what's up, Ian?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's, Chris Enzak's listening. He's like, plug the expo.
I don't know if you heard the latest Cobras and Fire with Loose Cannon over there, kind of giving him shit. I thought it was pretty hilarious. As Chris was going on his 20-minute rant about the expo, Loose was chiming in. It was pretty funny.
Cobra and Fire's never heard of her. That's another great show that's really taken off this year, and I'm very happy for all their success. I got to see Loose Cannon the first year. Didn't really get to talk to him. But I've hang out with Baco a lot, dude. Super nice guy. I'm really happy for their success, their exposure. They've been on Blabbermouth too as well. Not as much as Talk To Me, man. You own that shit. But again, hey, I'm glad to see, great shows by people that I know are quality podcasters. And not only that, but good fucking people, man. I'm really happy for you guys. So.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I you guys on the same, let's kiss each other's ass a little bit. But you guys are doing great stuff over there, and every time I turn around, old Dr. Fuck is on this podcast, he's on that podcast, he's like the Chris Sinzak of the Rock and Metal Combat podcast.
Yeah, he's always in a competition with his mother, who could be the biggest whore. she's still winning, by the way.
Oh, well, good for her.
But no, man, I've got the greatest fucking co-host in the world, Ralph Vieira, Dr. Fuck. Very lucky, man. We've got a great show with a good following and the greatest fucking fans, dude. I got nothing to complain about over here.
Well, you've been doing all of these different random albums lately. What's one album that kind of snuck up on you that you enjoyed more than you thought you would?
Definitely Angel Dust, a band from Germany. And I was under the illusion that they were power metal. And that's not a genre I'm really, big into. I call it virgin metal. Because if you listen to that shit, you're never going to get laid. You're just going to sit in a basement and play Dungeons and Dragons. But man, I really, really love the album. And to my ears, it was more of a traditional metal album, more so than what I would consider power metal. But it was one of those I was kind of dreading doing. But, hey, if the fans pay for it, we'll do whatever, but I really, really enjoyed that album. And I recommend people check it out. And unfortunately, it's been a lower rated episode because not a lot of people know Angel Dust. And our hardcore listeners, of course, they check it out. But, you got the people like, oh, Kiss, just talk about Kiss. those fucking assholes. Jesus Christ. If you're over the age of 12 and your favorite band is still Kiss, get out. You know, get out. Listen to some other fucking music, man, because there's a lot of great shit out there. But no, I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, fans have requested shit where either I didn't know of the band or I knew of them but wasn't quite familiar with it. And that's what I love, because that's my passion, is to turn people on to music, you know, be whatever, you know. And a lot of times listeners turn me on to shit, and I love that, because you should never just settle, you know. Always be looking for something new, you know. You never know when you're going to find your new favorite album. So, you know, keep an open mind, check everything out, and that's a way to be, I think.
Yeah, I did my first Kiss episode a couple of weeks ago with Baco on the live podcast, on the live show here, and put it out. But yeah, I'd never had a member of Kiss, never had Bruce Kulick, never had, you know, a straggler or a producer, or, you know, this guy that wrote one song on this one album. Never had a Kiss episode before, so I finally broke into the Kiss realm. You know, downloads were about normal, but yeah, so... Yeah. Definitely not a Kiss podcast yet, but I might become one.
Yeah, we've never had a member of Kiss on the show, but we did have a listener who was an annoying Jew, so that's almost the same.
Very and close to the same.
Yeah, and I'm the liberal, folks. Kidding. Just love you, Stephen Kirsch, if you're listening. Yeah, man, there's a lot more out there than fucking Kiss, and hey, you know, I love Kiss. Don't get me wrong. But, man, there's a lot more shit out there. And, you know, listeners, keep an open mind, man, because you never know, man. You know, don't give up on rock. You know, it's getting harder and harder, but I still find new bands that I love. Like, I love Bloody Hammers and Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. You know, it's definitely one of my favorite bands of the last 10 years. You know, there's great new shit out there, but you do have to search it out, and you have to take chances and keep an open mind, you know.
I did see that your band there, the what is it, Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats, they're aren't they touring with King Diamond? And I believe he's coming here. They're playing here with them, so I will most likely be seeing them open for King Diamond here in town.
Oh, well, you will not be let down, because they are fucking amazing. I will recommend, do some fucking street drugs before you go, man. That's a band you definitely want to be, you know, in the moment for. Definitely lo-fi, Sabbath stoner kind of shit, you know, with a Beatles element. They're just really cool, man. It gives me encouragement for new music.
All right, man. Well, as we wrap this up, I want to pull up one thing real quick as we talk here. All right, Titans at Raiders, December 8th. What's your prediction there? What do we got?
Oh, you're going down like Ralph's mom at a gangbang. Yeah. Well, Gruden better fucking bring it. That's for damn sure. It kind of lackluster last year. I don't think Gruden... I think he kind of gave up on the season before it started. But, you know, I don't know. But we've got a lot of good weapons this year. I don't think we have any excuses. So either you can... Let's see if Gruden's the fucking genius he's, you know, supposed to be or not, you know. And I'm still not 100% sold on his return, but if you cut me, I bleed silver and black, so I'm going Raiders by 10.
Nice yes. Call there. And the last year, will they be moving to Las Vegas next year, or is it one more year?
Supposedly next year, but I'm gonna do my best to win the lottery and block the whole fucking thing, you know.
I don't know. That's, man, fun. I was just in Vegas last month, and we drove past the new stadium, and it's massive. It's ginormous, so...
Yeah, but they don't even sound right, the Las Vegas Raiders.
It kind of does, because you know what Las Vegas did to me? It raided me of all of my money, so it's...
Yeah, well, luckily I have a friend who lives in Vegas, and now I got an excuse to go see her and get to catch my Raiders. But to me, it's Oakland. It's always going to be Oakland. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, man, it has been great catching up with you. I will give you the honor of the playout song here. So whatever you want to hear, I will play it and hopefully get you back on. You are welcome on anytime you want to come on and just shoot the shit, man. So what do you want to hear?
Well, I appreciate it. And also, I want to get you on the Rock and Metal Combat podcast so we can get those talk to me numbers. I want that shit. But hey, since anytime. Dave Ellison's going to be there, let's hear some fucking Megadeth. And how about... Let's go Conjuring, goddammit. A song they won't play.
All right. The Conjuring off of Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? And Ian, man, thanks for taking the time tonight. And I will see you in 2 weeks, I guess, in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Start stretching your liver, motherfucker. We're going to party.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Love you, brother. Bye.
See you.